today's attack by Hamas. More than 900 Israelis have been killed and around 770 Palestinians are dead. 22-year-old Noam Kenner survived the massacre at the Supernova Dance Music Festival.
Nobody realized that there is going to come terrorists and kill a lot of people, like innocent people. They just want to be with their friend, be happy, go to the party.
The Foreign Secretary says they're working with airlines to try to keep flights available to Britons caught up in the conflict who are trying to leave. The Labour leader will promise a decade of national renewal when he gives his speech at the party conference this afternoon. It's thought Keir Starmer will announce a house-building mission too, as well as reforms to planning laws. Euro 2028 hosts UK and Ireland say it'll be an outstanding summer of football. England will stage over half the games with a likely final at Wembley. Here's the Football Association chief executive, Mark Bullingham.
I think it's a really good partnership. You know, we know we're going to have five games in Northern Ireland, six games in Wales, Scotland and Ireland. So from our point of view, it's brilliant that those countries are going to get a significant proportion of games. And particularly if they end up with some of their own home games in that, I think it'll really excite the countries.
More than 1,000 Amazon staff at its Coventry warehouse are to strike for 4 days next month, including Black Friday. They're angry over pay levels and argue that a rise announced yesterday will bring little comfort. Minimum hourly rates are increasing to £11.80 from Sunday. Researchers say ultra-processed foods can have the same effects as drugs, with people experiencing intense cravings. They suggest labelling them as addictive. And England are closing in on a first victory in their defence of the Cricket World Cup. A short while ago, their opponents were 221 for 8, after 46 overs, chasing 365 to win. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, thank you very much indeed for the news. I thought I'd done something wrong here at the beginning of it, but it turns out it was them. But there you go. Another lovely day, but make it count as it looks like being the last one of the year. Plenty of sunshine with a top temperature of 23 before it dips to 15 overnight. Although the temperature holds up at 22 tomorrow, the day will be spoilt by periods of light rain spurred on by a light breeze. And then on Thursday and Friday, there'll be more light rain and with the gusty winds heating up on Friday. Temperatures will be in the order of 15 on Thursday and 20 on Friday. And although for the weekend we can expect sunny intervals to return, temperatures will be around 13 to 15 degrees at best, a far cry from the weekend that we just enjoyed.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. We're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I
Welcoming you to the second hour of today's 1-2-3 show with me, Scott Ross, and enjoying a breakfast down at Tiffany's. At about 2:10, Margaret Mills will be returning to pose the question of whether an Essex man might have killed a king. We'll have to make up your own mind on that one. But in the meantime, let's carry on with music, and this is my favourite track at the moment. It's Delta Goodrum. Isn't that just sensational? That's the new one from Delta Goodrum, Back to Your Heart. Now, this coming Sunday, the 27th of October, head on down to the High Street here in Brentwood, because they've got a Brentwood vegan market taking place, and you'll be able to feast on street food, artisan bakes, craft cheeses, handmade cosmetics, eco-friendly fashion, and jewellery arts and crafts charity stalls, and it's curated by ethical and sustainable businesses. It all takes place between 10:30 in the morning and 4:00 in the afternoon. You can get more information by going to the website allthewsveganmarkets.co.uk/location/Brentwood. Or if you missed all that, just go to our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events. Time now, though, to hear from the Manic Street Preachers.
FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today. at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit brentwoodjobsfair.eventbrite.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Much to say.
taken from the soundtrack of the 1984 film Footloose. The song was released as a single in that same year, becoming Denise Williams' second number one in the Billboard Hot 100 in May of that year, making it to the number two slot here in the UK. And of course, if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for her 80s show Greaties here on Phoenix FM, which now airs Sunday evenings between 8 and 10 p.m. Let's come right up to date right now with James Blunt.
Oh, there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing.
Someday I'll be on my knees and I pray my heart don't miss a beat.
But here I am and I feel that rhythm. It's a lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over?
James Blunt, there's beside you.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's in Gatestone and Gallywood, whilst resurfacing work continues. And staying with the A12, it's closed in both directions due to a police incident. Northbound is closed between junction 25, Mark's Tay, the A120, and junction 28 with the Colchester Football Stadium, and queues back to junction 23 for Kelvedon South. And Londonbound is closed between junction 28, Colchester Football Stadium, and junction 26, 8 Ash Green, the A1124. The main carriageway at junction 19, Borum, for the A138 has also been closed to help with delays due to the above incident. Traffic is being diverted off and on via the exit and entry slip roads, and are queues back there to junction 18 for Sandon, the A414. So the A12 isn't a good place to be this afternoon. And the A120 Coggeshall Road is slow eastbound, approaching the A12 at Mark's Tay, because the A12 is closed northbound at Mark's Tay because of the stuff we just told you about. And if you actually make it to Colchester, Cymbeline Way has slow-moving traffic westbound from Westway to London Road. More locally, Western Road in Billericay remains closed until the 30th of this month, and traffic lights to the south of Wilson's Corner could also hold you up. As far as public transport is concerned, I can't see too many problems. A little bit of a problem on the Greater Anglia service. The 2:39 train from Shenfield to Southend Victoria is running about 6 minutes late. And but if you're heading London bound, I'm pleased to say no problems at all on the London Underground. All is happening as it should do there. And of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three. But at 2:28 and a half, you're fully up to date. And provided the roads are clear, we'll head on now to Canada Docks with Alex Hopkins.
I was feeling kind of nervous, split my personality. Half a person on the surface, half a struggle underneath. That day, that crowd, you came and threw your name to me. Don't know quite how hello fell out my mouth. Then you took my head and you held it tight. Couldn't get in a cab or the listed lights. So without a plan, we took out. Here we are without a garden. Guess a single room will do. In a studio apartment. If I'm living it with you. No more cracking under pressure. Like I did before we met. Now I pull my life together. Cause you should be hard to figure it out.
FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you have posed a question for this week, have you not?
I have.
Which is?
Did an Essex man kill a king?
And the answer is?
We don't know. Now, it's too late to call the police to find out. This is August 1100, I'm talking, so just a little while ago. And the king at the time was William Rufus.
Right.
Called Rufus because of his red hair.
Yeah.
Son of William the Conqueror. no less.
Right.
Now, he enjoyed a bit of a mixed reputation as a king. He was a very flamboyant, loud, outgoing character, we're told. Quite ruthless, which was not unusual for those days.
Mm.
You needed to be. And he had enemies. And I think, you know, it's important we say this. But he decided to go hunting in the New Forest with a band of loyal retainers and huntsmen, one of which was a man called Walter Tyrrell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Walter Tyrrell is interesting because his ancestors are said to have come over with William's father, William the Conqueror, from France. And as a reward for their good service, the family were gifted with the manor of Langham in Essex, quite near Colchester, which is where Walter Tyrrell originated from. And he was one of the band of huntsmen who were out hunting in the New Forest with William Rufus. And somehow William Rufus and Walter Tyrrell became separated from the other huntsmen. And shortly afterwards, the body of the king was found with an arrow through his lung. And the king was dead.
Yes.
And no sign of Walter Tyrrell. And the question is, was it Walter Tyrrell who murdered his master, who murdered King William II? Now, William was dead, that much we know. Walter Tyrrell was nowhere around, and it's said that Tyrrell was later discovered to have fled to France. Why did he do that if he was not guilty? But on the other hand, did he think, well, there was only the king and I'm going to be blamed for this whatever I do, so I've got to go, I've got to leave.
Well, I would.
Exactly. The story goes that Walter Tyrrell actually died a natural death.
Right.
So, presumably, he was never caught, never accused of his crime or found guilty or held to account. But it said he died a completely natural death.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So what are you looking at next week, then?
Well, I've just talked about Walter Tyrrell. Yep. So who better to talk about than the Tyrrell family of Essex?
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
Let it fall and hit the ground. Let it go. Oh, oh, oh. Your timing was so wrong. I just want to be found. No, and I, yeah, I've got the lines. I've got the lines. Oh, it's brighter this time. This type of mind. This. Sky is all you talk, ooh, to me. Well, nothing's gonna hurt me with my eyes shut. I can see through them, I can see through them. I'm drawing pictures, I'm evading. I will not use them, I will not use them again. Starts again. You come over with your friends. I don't wanna talk to them. You know all I really want is to start again. No. And I, yeah, I've got the lines. I've got the lines. Or it's bright to the sky.
started with a kiss. The back row of the classroom. How could I resist the aroma of your perfume? You and I were inseparable. It was love at first sight. But then you were only 8 years old, and I had just about turned nine.
Just about turned nine.
I thought that life was always good. I thought you always would be mine. Started with a kiss. Never thought it would come to this. Started with a kiss.
With a kiss, that of course is Hot Chocolate. And before that, it was Years and Years were going round with their eyes shut. Now, don't you go around with your eyes shut when you could be helping the Brentwood Food Bank, which is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, last week, in just 2 days at Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who were unable to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet their other requirements. So if you can help, please get in touch with them by calling them on 01277 224 5282. That number again is a Brentwood number, 01277
22 45 28, or you could email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and you get more information about the food bank by going to the brentwood.foodbank website. That's brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And they require all kinds of goods, but particularly at the moment, tea, shampoo and shower gel, which is particularly urgent. And if you can help with soap, toothpaste, any cleaners, bleaches, washing liquid, powders, carrier bags, and just about anything. Loads of tin goods, you know, ham and corned beef, minced onion, chicken in sauce, anything you can help with will be much appreciated. Okay, let's take a look at some seasons with 30 Seconds to Mars.
People they call and people they go. When the list changes and the colours they show. Can you hold on the seasons, through the seasons, oh. Through every high and through every low. A beautiful lion never gets so. Can you hold on the seasons, through the seasons.
FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Synth City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
It's the Super Sound Station.
The Bruvius Station.
So brighten your day at the Super Location.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Try again.
Apparently getting you down, but you never get down when you listen to songs from Taylor Swift.
Never shows. You just start walking on.
to switch out these cans. I just ghost, rip the bandaid off and skip town like an unhinged outlaw. Freedom felt like summer then on the coast. Now the sun burns my heart and the sand hurts my feelings. And I never don't cry.
I never don't cry
at the bar. Yeah, my sadness is contagious.
Sadness is contagious.
I slur your name till someone puts me in a car. I stopped receiving invitations.
Another winner there from Taylor Swift. That's It's Different. And that just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I'll see you again next Monday at the same time. But stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, who on behalf of St Francis Hospice will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And she's got guests Sally Sykes and Karen Cole of Essex Business Partnership with her this afternoon. Meantime, don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Declan McKenna. So I need some sympathy just like him. But from me, bye-bye.
Beat. hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.